This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Lecture. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, offers a talk about mindfulness to deepen our understanding and cultivate well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So I was inquiring if people were exploring judgments. We started last week. We were exploring working mindfully with judgments, and this week is part two of that. So if you missed the first one, I'll give a little overview and then I'll go into new material. I asked you to do an assignment of just to pay attention to how judgments work inside you. And I see that people, just in the course of the week, what did you notice? And here's a few comments. Judgments were frequent, but pass quickly and were forgotten. Yeah, I mean, that's very common. Like, we just have a judgment. It doesn't have a huge overlay of you know, meaning or intensity. And then it just kind of goes and passes. But it's also interesting just to notice that, right? And then another person wrote, noticing when I was being judgmental allowed me to then reevaluate whatever the issue was. Okay, so that's also, it's bringing mindfulness in, right, in the spot of where we're judgmental. And then because there is mindfulness there, there's a choice, right? So instead of being reactive, acting out of our reactivity, reactivity is acting out of our habitual patterns without consciousness, we're responsive. And in this person's example, they could tell you they made the decision that they would act differently, right? We're able to evaluate or maybe just reevaluate what the issue was. So that's very interesting. I'm finding I'm so much happier when I don't judge and instead accept others and love others. That's very interesting to notice, right? The judgmental mind tends to be a mind that is pretty unhappy. The judgmental mind is seeing all these things that are wrong and then feeling like the judgmental mind is going over and over and over it. Now, here's a question that we covered last week, which was, but I'll repeat it. In mindfulness, what's the difference between judgment and an opinion? So I don't exactly distinguish between judgment and opinion. Like, we can have opinions about anything, positive or negative, but I do distinguish with discernment. So discernment is seeing something clearly and feeling, you know, noticing, oh, this needs to change, or I don't like this, or this person is doing something hurtful. You know, that's discernment. Judgment is when you add the layer of reactivity. I don't like this person. This is bad. There's a problem here. I'm right. They're wrong. This is like, that's this whole layer of reactivity that we often have in relation to a discernment is judgment. So part of the work, oh, it seems like I raised my hand accidentally. Part of the work of working with judgments is to disentangle from the reactivity, but still stay true to the wisdom within the judgment. Because that was, I'm kind of going over this quickly, but a lot of us were here last week. So let me just say it briefly in a systematic way. So remember, judgments, what are they? They're harsh, primarily negative thoughts of self or other. They're accompanied by some kind of reactivity, like aversion, tension in the body, a lot of thoughts of blame, you know, feelings and thoughts connected to it that are reactivity. And they typically lead to suffering, our own or other people's, especially if we act out from them or we speak from them. So, and then the point that I was making last week is there, and I said it again earlier, is there's a significant amount of truth in the judgment. And that's the problem, because maybe it is true that that person is uncaring, or maybe it's true that that person doesn't respect you, or, you know, there's a lot of judgment that is accurate, but the judgment is always connected to all this reactivity. So we can't think and act clearly. We're lost in the reactivity. So, and opinions, going back to that question, opinions are fine and appropriate. Opinions are normal. And really all of this is what we do with the opinions. And the long-term intention with this work around judgment is to preserve the intelligence and insight of the judgment, but separate it from reactivity. So it's a way of, in a sense, making friends with our judgment. So I'm just looking and seeing any more comments. I asked my boyfriend to notice his judgments towards me and he got mad at me. I should have focused on my own judgment. Yes, that is true. We can't change other people. Nice try, but you've discovered for yourself what happens when we try that. There are looping judgments over weight issues and judging elderly family members, constant complaints as annoying and overwhelming to my system. Okay, so that's great. You were noticing the kinds of judgments that were appearing, and particularly the most significant ones related to weight issues and related to being annoyed at these family members. And so this is the first step in working with judgments. I'm going to review it in a second, how the steps of working with it. But the first step is exactly what this person was pointing out. You noticed what's going on. And then someone said, I'm trying to see the judgment as a child reaction that my adult self can quickly try to see the other person as imperfect me. But this is challenging sometimes. Yeah. Okay. So that's a beautiful technique. We're going to talk about techniques for working with it, and we'll bring in something like that. And thanks for sharing that. So, what are the tools? What we did last week was I talked about three of the tools, and then I'm going to give you two more this week, or two more categories of tools. Actually, maybe I talked about four. Okay, the first is just setting an intention to pay attention to judgments. So when we're working with judgment, and judgment, as I talked about last week, is this beautiful doorway into learning more about ourselves. It's really, really interesting. So what happens is we can start. The first tool is setting an intention. My intention is to notice my judgments, but with kindness, not judging myself for having judgments, just noticing the judgments. Because the second step, which was the one I asked you to do over the week, was self-observation. This is what my mind does. This is interesting, bringing curiosity to it. And then the third was the process we did in the meditation last week, which was labeling the judgment, like judging, noticing the judgment, and then noticing. You can just use a label when you notice it, judging, 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 feeling it in your body. What is happening in my body when I'm having this judgment? And we might notice an underlying feeling of unpleasantness, a self-righteous feeling, like, oh, I'm right. That person's a jerk and I'm right. And we might judge ourselves for judging. We might notice that. But the really important work is to connect in with the feeling, because often there's a feeling like, oh, I've been wronged, or it's not fair. And as we give ourselves space for that and just let ourselves be with the multiple feelings connected to the judgment, there's often an easing up of the reactivity and an ability to contact the truth underneath, the discernment underneath. And that's where we get in touch with the wisdom. Now, the other tool, which I did talk about, we practice, is bringing kindness to ourselves. You know, hold yourself in a space of kindness and awareness. So the meditation we did in the second half of the class last week, we brought up a judgment. We noticed the thoughts connected to it. We labeled it. We noticed the feelings. We sort of tuned into the self-righteousness, the I'm right, I'm right. And we let it all just be here with kindness. And as we did it, it became less of a tangle and more of thoughts and emotions moving through me. And we started to have a little bit more clarity and a little bit less reactivity. And some of you last week even reported, oh, insight and understanding about the situation. So those are four of the main tools. And there's additional tools, which I want to go over today, and also something that we call inquiry. Actually, maybe we'll start with inquiry. We'll see how far we got. And if we need to do more, we'll do more. So inquiry is where we really investigate the nature of this this particular judgment. And we don't necessarily do it on the spot, although that's possible, but it's typically done after the fact. Possibly you do it in meditation. It could be through journaling. It could be with a friend. It could be in therapy. It could be, I mean, there's lots of ways to do it, but there's a number of questions you can ask yourself to get clarity around the judgment. And this is a really helpful practice. So this isn't mindfulness per se, but it helps us understand the judgment. And it helps us gain clarity. And sometimes the light of understanding is shown on the judgment, and the judgment like disappears or eases up or shifts or changes, or we have wisdom. So, and that's what some people were sharing a little bit today when they started noticing it more clearly. So I'm going to explain the questions, and then we're going to do an exercise that will involve writing. And we'll take about 10 minutes for a writing exercise to explore some questions around it. But let me just first tell you what are things that we might inquire. So generally, we might ask ourselves the question, like, what triggers judgment? I may have talked about this last week some, but what kind of situations am I in when judgments arise? So there's, of course, the famous halt, don't get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Because when we get hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, we can get judgmental. We can get anxious. We can get upset. We can get angry, right? So that's, kind of famous thing. I think it comes from the 12-step world. I'm not 100% sure. But what situations are, what sort of like obvious situations in life bring on judgmental mind? And that could be one thing. But the second thing is we may have ones that are specific to ourselves. So I get judgmental when I don't feel listened to. I'm going to make up some, but when I don't feel listened to, then I get really judgmental. When I don't feel seen or respected, I might get judgmental. When someone makes assumptions, I might get judgmental. When I see someone hurting another person, I might get judgmental. When there's a person who knows everything, or that person thinks that they're the exception to every rule. As I say these things, notice is there one that you go, yeah, that one I get judgmental. I know I do. When someone thinks they're an exception, I get really like, what? They're not an exception. How dare they do that? When you get let down, when you feel let down or betrayed, that's a time that people sometimes feel more judgmental. When your space is invaded, right? These are all these kinds of examples, and you can think for yourself, and you might even just pause for a minute, just pause and reflect, like, when do I get most judgmental? When I'm scared, when I'm lonely. When I see a friend who has their life together, if you want to write a little bit down, because we're going to be doing some questions. Actually, let's do this together. Let's do this exercise together. So if you want to get something to write, and then I'll ask you to just reflect a little on the questions that I do, and you have your computers because you're all on computers, so you could do it there, or you can get a piece of paper or a journal or something. While you're doing that, I'm going to respond to a good question on the chat, which is, it sounds like inquiry during meditation is different from getting distracted by a thought during meditation. So it's a different type of meditation. Yes, it is different. It's not. Let's say you're meditating and then you're just ruminating about something. That's not what we're doing. This is a very deliberate, intentional, directed investigation that can happen through journaling, that can happen through meditation. So you could call it a different type of meditation. It's a great question. So that's what we're doing now, but we're going to do it through writing because I think we'll all be able to get to stuff that way. Otherwise, you'll forget. This way you'll keep your answers. All right. So let's go back to the first one. when I said, if you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, do you get judgmental? If that just we're writing kind of a list of things that trigger our judgments. So if that's one, you can just put HALT, yes, halt. But then I listed a number of possibilities. And so I'm going to remind you of the ones I listed and then give you time to contemplate for yourself what might be additional ones. So I said, so when I don't feel listened to, I feel judgmental. And if this is true for you, you can write it down. And this is just so you have it for later reflection. When I don't feel seen, is that true for you? Do you get judgmental? When someone makes an assumption. Do I get judgmental with a particular type of person, like a know-it-all? Or someone who thinks they're an exception? When I feel betrayed or let down? When I'm lonely. Conversely, when my space is invaded. And I look at other people who have things that I want or I don't want. So some of these may have rung true for you. And now just take a moment to reflect what else in your life brings on judgment. I mean, there could be some obvious, like actual experiences, like going to a family reunion or something, or the holidays, or visiting a friend who's situation is different than yours, but just see like what, and maybe even write down, some people did share the categories of judgment that tend to be the main places you judge. Like someone mentioned elderly relatives who are complaining all the time, or weight issues. Those were two that were mentioned. So just take a moment to either write down a few of your top 10 judgments or the and then the things that trigger it. So sorry, I should have given you that in the beginning, but just have it now, the things that are your main judgments. And then if you want to share any in the chat, some of people already did, you can do that, but take your time right now. So someone wrote in the chat, it's usually when I'm judging myself that I project it outwards. Yeah, that's very, very common. There was another clarification question about, is it judgment or reactivity? Are they the same? So my what I'm hopefully conveying is that judgments are discernments that are kind of clouded by reactivity. Okay, you see something that is unfor that you don't like, you're judgmental of it. I mean, you notice it, so there's a discernment, but then there's all this reactivity connected. That person's such a jerk. I can't believe they would do that. What's like that? That's the difference between judgment and discernment. It's the reactivity piece. So here's some comments from people. What makes them judgmental was the question. When someone points things out to me that I don't agree on, yeah, that's pretty common. When I feel disrespected, when a man is making me feel stupid or second class to men, yep. Agreed. When I'm not listened to, usually by a know-it-all. When I witness experience injustice, I get judgmental, yeah. with someone who is constantly negative. When I feel dismissed, people with different political leanings. Our whole world is judgmental of everybody's judgmental of each other. Funny but true in Florida, tourists. So yeah, there may be certain categories of people you judge. So it's just interesting to be like really kind with yourself as you do this, as we like ask for this kind of honesty, because it may feel like, oh, I can't believe I'm admitting this, but just to notice when people act in ways I consider rude, being judged by a bossy or know-it-all type. Worry about family turns into judging them. Yeah, these are all really, really powerful and great. When a person is loud, I mean, just very simple things. When, my annoying neighbor, I judge them all the time because they're always banging around. When I'm afraid people are looking at me or my appearance critically. General incompetence. Rude drivers. Oh, there's so much to judge in the world, isn't there? The world is just filled with things to judge. Is judgment like automatic mental labeling? No, judgment is, I mean, it depends how you're asking that question, but judgment is, it is automatic. Like there's not forethought. It's not like you're thinking, I can't wait to judge somebody, and then you judge them. That's not what happens. It is like an automatic thought and connected to emotion that arises in our minds, and then we just do it. But it's not intentional typically. Okay. I mean, sometimes people sit around and they're like, let's just complain about this person together. Right. That's so that we can do. We do it occasionally, intentionally. Being disrespected or being ignored, spoken over, having someone finish my sentences as if they know for sure what I'm about to say, and I'm apparently taking too long to spit it out. Okay, all sorts of very classic common ones. Here's an interesting one. When people wear something different, yeah, interesting. I mean, our minds are amazing. These minds can judge anything and everything. You walk into a room and you judge something. You walk, oh, I why is that painting is crooked? Don't those people know how to hang their paintings, right? I mean, it's just like the mind is shameless. It judges and judges and judges. And some judgments, they're not really a big deal, right? They're like, they can be silly. They can be just quick. Someone mentioned, I noticed them, they were quick and they disappeared. What we're interested in are the ones that are causing us suffering or potentially causing somebody else suffering. So there may be that we're noticing all these things that we judge, and some of them are not a big deal, but some of them can lead to a lot of like grief and rumination and pain and acting out. And those are the ones that we're trying to get clear about here. All right, last couple. When people are insincere, inauthentic, and I'm trying to have a genuine conversation, yeah, that's not nice. I judge someone as shallow when they're redecorating their house, when I'm probably wishing I could redecorate my own. Okay. Love the honesty. You're not alone. Different generations, styles of customer service. Okay, that one's interesting. Inequalities. Yeah. Now, so I mean, some judgments feel like really, really sometimes the judgment isn't a judgment, but it's a discernment. Like you see, somebody is at hurting another person, and you just know this is not okay. And that's different than when it gets caught in a lot of reactivity. Someone's hurting someone. This isn't okay. They're such jerks. Why doesn't somebody do anything about it? This is so painful. I hate it. I can't stand them. I have to stay away. Do you understand the difference? Like, because it's really useful to notice when there is inequality. Or notice when someone is causing suffering and to see it and to call it out when appropriate, but not when it's lost with all the reactivity. All right, last couple. I thought it was last couple, but there's so many good judgments here. Okay. When I'm judged for my opinion or when someone assumes everyone good believes like they do. I'm critical in judgment of my friends making terrible decisions. It's hard not to think of a better plan or try to give advice. Why does it cause shame sometimes. Let's go back to that question. I'm going to just pause on that. Having a problem with annoyance versus, okay, so some people are asking some questions. I'm going to just finish looking through. When I'm people who are rude to wait persons, I can get very judgmental about that too. Different political opinions. Okay. All right. So let me just respond to a few of the questions and then we'll continue on with the inquiry. People were asking, why does it sometimes cause shame? I think it's, I don't think we, well, we might judge something and feel kind of embarrassed to ourselves that we're judging it. So the shame I was sort of pointing to was like the fact we could feel ashamed, like we're bringing this out into the air and letting people know about it, and you're naming it. That's where I was kind of pointing to shame, but it's actually super healthy. It's really healthy because we can start to see it. I hope by seeing this very long list that we just went through, that you see the common humanity of this, that we all have judgments for a huge range of reasons. And it's not that there's something wrong. Because a lot of them, it's legit. The grievance is legit. But how can we work with it? And this is going back to what I said before. How can we work with it in a way that harnesses the wisdom of it without getting lost in all the reactivity that could potentially lead to our suffering or somebody else's? And that's where we're going to. Okay. I'm having a problem with annoyance versus judgment. Yeah, they're close. I mean, we could be judgmental of something and feel annoyed. That's very common. We could be judgmental of something and feel rage. We could feel judgmental of something and feel grief. You know, so it's not always the annoyance is not always connected to judgment. When I feel, what about when I feel like my safety is threatened? Is that judgment or keeping myself safe? You know, I mean, when you feel under threat and it makes you act in healthy ways to get out of the dangerous situation, that's not a problem. Your mind may judge. Your mind is probably discerning in a situation of safety, like, oh, this street looks very dangerous. I'm not going to walk down it. That's not a judgment. That's just being wise. That's a discernment. You may also have some reactivity, like, oh, I'm scared, I'm worried. That I don't think that's a problem. That's it's really we want to be do whatever we can to keep ourselves safe. Okay, a couple more questions, and then we'll continue on with the inquiry. So judgment in peace is a healthier emotion than with reactivity. Judgment that is wise is a healthier approach than judgment that is, well, sorry, the discernment part of judgment is the wisdom. It's healthier because you're seeing what's clearly true. You are seeing with wisdom. And then, when you're seeing with wisdom, you can take correct action. This street is dangerous. I'm walking down a different street. Versus judgment, which has the reactivity that we've been talking about connected to it. So the safety one's not a good example, but that person is a jerk. They hurt me. They never understand me. I hate them. I'm never going to talk to them again. I'm going to get all my other friends to tell them and tell them all my other friends how bad this person is so they can hate this person too. That's judgment. That's reactivity. That's what makes it a judgment versus this person is not being kind to me and I don't like that and I want to move on or I want to say something or do that. So am I clear? Am I making the distinction? Because if I'm not, I'll try again. Okay. Ba, 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 ba. I know that people are not judgment. I know people that are not judgmental. So when I think of myself as judgmental, I seem to get your concept. They see how people act differently from me. Is a judgment they are wrong and I'm right? Possibly, but it could be a discernment. So if you see somebody doing something, say somebody says something, and it's like, I'm just going to make it really basic. It's the facts are wrong, and you notice it, and that person is not being factual, and you're not 100% certain, but you look it up, and then you find out that it's right. That's not a judgment. That's just noticing. That's just noticing that a person is saying something incorrect, and that you're right. You know what I'm saying? A judgment would be this: that person got it wrong. What a stupid person they are. I can't believe they got it wrong. Right? That's a judgment. That person got it wrong. Okay. And that's it. That's the discernment. Then what we do with it is another story. There's a lot of nuances to this, I realize, as I'm teaching it, right? And so I love your questions, and I'm hoping, so could I talk about shame in this context? I think there is shame around, let me just think. Sometimes we have judgments and we blame ourselves, or we feel ashamed that we're having these judgments. We shouldn't have these judgments. So that is a kind of judgment. So just to say, that's sort of where the shame can show up when we judge ourselves and have this shame. That's a kind of reactivity. People are asking questions, and we're entering a territory around questions about racism. Yeah, racism is a judgment, because racism is worse than a judgment. It's a systemic judgment, right? So it's a system that systematizes judgment, and it's completely based on, on not on discernment. It's based on a judgment that someone has about another person. So this can get into a whole other territory of looking at the social issues around it, which we're not going to do, but at least not today. Okay, so I'm going to pause for a moment because there's so many questions here. Let me just say, are you saying judgment? Oh, there's so many good questions. I want to get through the rest of the inquiry. So let's pause, and then we'll do the rest of the inquiry, and then we'll come back to some of these questions if things are unclear at the end. All right. So what I'm going to have you do now is do some more writing. And so let's go back to that. And take a moment to recall a situation. Let's do it about another person, with another person, where you had a strong judgment. Something that's been difficult for you, and that you were judgmental about this person. And write it down with some detail, like, oh, I was exhausted when I saw them, and they said this to me, and it just really pissed me off. Okay, so just write down specifically the what happened and what you judged them for, and what were the judgmental words that you said. And let's do this also in the spirit of just curiosity and interest. Like, oh, let's see what there is to discover here. There's not a right or wrong answer, and there's not like a fantastic revelation to have at the end of this or something. This is just an opportunity to learn here. Okay, so write down the situation. And also, as you're writing it down, notice what's happening inside you as you write it down. So let's bring our mindfulness right into the heart of this. Like as I'm writing this down, my heart's starting to race, or my face is getting flushed. So just to write down a judgment about something. You don't have to pick, by the way, like the thing you're most judgmental about in the world. Like, I don't know, political figures maybe are a little intense for this. So let's learn this practice first, but you could definitely do it with that down the road. Situation with another person that's been difficult for you, where you found yourself judgmental. Describe it. And then the next question is, as you were writing about it and recalling it, what are the physical sensations happening in your body connected to it? Tightness in my chest, contraction in my belly, tightness in my jaw. And so just write this for yourself, although of course we can share it later, but let's just write it for ourselves here on your own paper. Sorry, I wasn't clear about that. Or on your computer. What are the physical body sensations as you think about it? Then take a breath. And notice as you've been writing, are there emotions that were coming up? If you can't, if they're not right now, while you were writing about it, while you think about this situation, what emotions come up? Anger, fear, irritation, sadness, jealousy, blame, shame. There's a lot that could potentially be here. It may not, but just see what happens and then write a few of those emotions down. And notice if you feel them in your body, even as you're writing, like, oh, there's still some residue of anger. And now notice if there are some thoughts connected to it. So you've already may have written this down, but if there are other thoughts that you haven't written, what are the typical thoughts associated with this judgment? What's the view on reality? That person is a jerk. I've been wronged. I hate this. This whole thing makes me want to give up. Whatever the thoughts are, just to notice. And now ask yourself this question: what is the need that's embedded in the judgment? So, what I mean by that is the reason why this judgment is hurting is because a need of yours is not being met. So, see if you can investigate what is the need. And I'll give you an example. And it's all the things you said earlier. I need to feel respected. I need to feel seen. I need to feel loved. And I'm not getting any of these needs met. I need to feel part of something. I need to feel less alone. What is the reason that this judgment hurts? What is my need? You may not be certain what the answer that is to that, but see if something comes up. And now the next part of the question is, if I can't get this need met by this other person, could I get this need met in some other way? Could I get this need met in some other way? And if so, how? How could I get it met? And then let's take a pause. We have two more questions to explore. But just pause for a moment and bring a little kindness to yourself. Just take a moment, like, okay, this is hard. Judgments are hard. Offer yourself a little bit of kindness and care. Breathing, sensing. I'm not the only one, along with everyone else. We're all struggling and we all want our needs met. And a lot of times our needs don't get met. And then we get mad or sad or scared or something. So just offering some kindness. And then while you're in this more meditative state, ask yourself the question. This judgment that I've been working on right now, is there wisdom in it? What is the discernment that's underneath the reactivity? Where is my wisdom? My best wisdom is showing through. What is it? I mean, not best wisdom, but wisdom. My wisdom is I care about people deeply and I don't want to see them hurt. Or, I don't know, what is your wisdom? It may not be obvious, but see if there is, what is the wisdom embedded in the judgment? Okay, and so this you can write if you want to write. And if you do have the wisdom piece or the discernment, you can call it that, is there any action that it might be important to take around this particular judgment, such as talking to a person, writing a letter, or so on? I see the wisdom clearly. Here's what I might need to do to act. And the action might be I need to disengage from this person. The action might be I just need to practice kindness for myself. The action, I mean, there could be any action. Okay, give you another 30 seconds. There's anything else that you want to write to yourself about this? Have the last 10, 15 seconds, something you want to remember, think about. Right. So we're going to pause the inquiry and just take a time to hear from you if there's anything you learned from doing that exploration. Is there anything that became clear to you, or what did you discover? So you can put that into the chat. I'd love to hear what you learned, what you saw. And there was a lot here, right? I mean, just, there were many kind of, but there's a lot of complexity to this. So, an attitude shift about prioritizing my values and not compromising to appease others. That's beautiful, right? That's really clear. There was a judgment. I don't know what the judgment situation was, but you saw the wisdom of needing to prioritize what's important to you, not appeasing others. Another person wrote, "I don't have to defend myself. I can just let things go." Yeah, interesting. If it's towards me, not owning their judgment, not exactly certain what I'm not, maybe I'm not quite understanding that one, but I'll keep going and then you can explain more if you want to. I'm not a bad person to be overwhelmed and need a break for myself before helping other family members. Great realization. You're not a bad person if you're caretaking other family members and you need to give yourself love and compassion and time and a break. I can label the other person's disrespect as sound and walk away. Yeah, so interesting. We can shift our attention and we can shift the way we relate to these things. That's great. I don't need to judge the behaviors. I can stop trying to change the other person and just be gracious and move on. Awesome. These are fantastic, y'all. Can't always envision actually taking action, but not taking the judgments of others so personally is valuable. Yeah. So great point. Great point. Relative marrying for the third time, second time ended quickly, and I had spent a lot of money, time, and effort to attend. Oh wait, this is what. Oh, this is the judged harshly the save the date today. Okay, that was the original thing, and then the wisdom was learn to accept the wisdom of my experience before is affecting my choices now. That's great. It's great to realize that. Another person wrote, "I can assert myself as to what I want without being reactive to the other person and thinking that they're bad." Processing judgments through inquiry feels like a valuable tool. So I'm going to put the questions into the chat. So you, well, actually, you have the questions because you worked with them all. People were asking about political issues. No, this applies also with the political issues. And I'm not going to cover it today, but maybe I'll do that in the future. Because we can be very judgmental in the political and global realm, and that getting out of like the judgment and they're bad into I'm seeing something clearly and now I'm taking a clear action may be really appropriate within social justice work. And so it's not it also applies here, but it just has more layers of complexity. So I'm not going to go there today. I learned that if I choose to continue to deal with some people, I can recognize how they are and stop expecting what they are unwilling or unable to give. If I choose to hang around, it can be a surface friendship and turn to others for true connections. These are like beautiful insights. It's just really amazing to hear what you did. So, would it be helpful if I put the questions into the chat so you can have them all, so you can do them again in the future next time? I know you're not going to have another judgment again, so should be no problem, right? Sorry, next time you have a judgment, let me just get the questions. So we'll give you a little bit of time to just copy them and have them. So this inquiry practice, I think it's often best done through writing because it gives you a chance to really think about it and write it but it could be done through meditation. You could have a friend ask you these questions and then you go through them. And oh, I didn't do the first ones, which were, well, this is the main one that we did. The first one was just asking you what are the types of judgments that come up for you. So what I'm thinking, so now let me just say what's coming up. I can't remember what teachers are coming next week, but the next 2 weeks, because of my schedule, I will not be here. There is an event in LA on the 11th of March, which is I'm going to be there's a man who it was in our newsletter, but someone put out a book on mindfulness and democracy, and he's going to be coming to the Village Well bookstore in Culver City, and that's roughly around the time of this class. So if you're not here, there still is the class, but 6 o'clock on the 11th is this event. So if you want to come and say hi and actually be in person, if for those of you who live local, I know some of you do, that's going to happen on the 11th. And then I'll be back in the middle of March on the 18th, and I think I'll continue on with some other tools and for working with judgments. But in the meantime, the encouragement would be to explore this. You have some meditation practices. If you listen to the first, if you weren't here last time, there was a meditation at the end. It's at the Village Well in Culver City. Maybe Serena will put that on there. All upcoming events. Okay, there's our newsletter. She just posted it in the chat. So I did a meditation where we looked at our thoughts and feelings and brought kindness to ourselves in the midst of the judgment. That's one really helpful strategy. And then this other strategy is this inquiry strategy. So that's what we did this time. So take it and run with it. And then when I come back in a few weeks, we can see the next steps with it all. Okay. I appreciate all of your willingness to dive into this topic, and yeah, just want to offer you kindness and care, and maybe we can just send each other that. And remember, I think it got very obvious that you're not the only one dealing with this. We're all dealing with it, myself included. Okay. So thank you, and thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Lecture. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.